the state's education commissioner says she's open to granting waivers to delay the new teacher evaluations that are aligned with Common Core for an additional year. She says the new system should not be hastily pushed through because of an arbitrary date. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The latest version of teacher and principal evaluations were pushed through in this year's state budget by Governor Cuomo. They require that the reviews be based more heavily on controversial standardized tests, and the new plans are due this fall. The State Board of Regents voted to permit schools who find the deadline too tight to apply for a waiver for essentially a one-year delay. And now the state's education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, who's been on the job since early July, says she's open to granting the waivers if meeting the deadline puts more stress on already overtaxed school districts.
They have that tool to use, and if they need to, I don't think we should put that much more stress on them. Let them get the waiver and then have the time they need to really do something that's good.
Elia says the evaluations can be a positive experience if they result in more support for teachers who need to improve some of their skills.
The reality is the teachers are going to be the ones that make it work in a classroom every day for the kids across this state. And so it's an important thing for us to make sure that this is done appropriately and not pushed through just because of a date.
Carl Korn, a spokesman for the teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, says the new performance review rules are complex and convoluted, and it's taking time to wade through what he calls the minutiae of the law.
It's more important to get it right or as close to being right as possible than to try to meet an artificial deadline that was never realistic in the first place.
Korn says the Education Department has not yet approved some of the assessments needed for local school districts who might decide on alternative exams to evaluate their teachers. He says school districts and their teachers' unions are trying to make the best of a bad situation. The School Boards Association, however, is not as enthusiastic about the possibility of numerous schools applying for and receiving waivers. The group's Tim Creamer says if districts trying to bargain with their unions know they can put off tough decisions for another year, many will.
I would not want to be telling people, plan on a waiver, likely you're going to get the waiver. I mean, to me, I think you're pulling the rug out for any good faith negotiations that might be taking place right now.
Nevertheless, he says he expects significant numbers of school districts will apply for the waivers. And Creamer points out that although the regents approved the delay option, they were unable to rescind a provision that says if schools don't meet the November 15th deadline, they have to give back some state aid awarded to them in the budget back in the spring.
That's money that they have budgeted. They have planned for its use. And I would be very cautious about playing that game and being very fast and loose with the rules.
Governor Cuomo has said he hopes the waivers will be the exception and not the rule. State Education Commissioner Elia does not work for the governor directly. She's chosen by the regents, who are picked by the legislature. But she says she does not think her views on the waivers are at odds with Cuomo. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.